Minister James Reilly has to immediately intervene. We have a situation where, and I recently visited the building, we have a new A&E ward, we have floors above it with modern wards, almost there at completion, but locked down due to legal wrangling and the collapse of McNamara's. It has to be sorted out immediately.
What can the Health Minister do here? Can he simply just step in and sort out the legal wranglings? Can the HSE pay the subcontractors the money they're owed?
Well, the government promised that the old situation of whenever TDs raised questions with the previous Minister for Health, Mary Harney, in the Dáil, we were promised that those days have been passed off to the HSE and, you know, government by buffer and by pass it on and pass the buck would be over. And we have a situation now where when we put questions to the Minister, he has deferred to the HSE. That has to end. He has to be responsible for his department. He has to see that a situation where wards are closed, outpatient clinics are cancelled, people are on trolleys, been caused by legal wrangling, is totally outrageous.
Is this ongoing situation with Letterkenny General Hospital something that you would plan to raise in the Dáil?
Absolutely. I've spoke to my colleague, Deputy Pearce Doherty, and we intend to raise the matter under the adjournment over the next 3 days that we're here and try to have it raised and heard on the floor. We'll also be writing to the Minister for Health, James Reilly, and putting the case directly to him. It's time that he stepped up to the plate on this issue.